read in the Herald Sun this morning, 40% of parents would not choose the same school again for their children to go to. That is, they regret their choice of school for their child. Glenn Fay is Fellow in Education Policy at the Centre for Independent Studies. Glenn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I guess the preliminary question is, what percentage of parents actually get a choice?
Well, that's only about one in three parents actually report feeling that they have a few constraints when they choose the school, and that really should be a concern for us.
Shouldn't you just, if you're going to a local state school, shouldn't you just go to the one that's nearest your house?
Well, we should certainly have a system where we could be confident in the school down the road, by all means. But it's certainly, in a free and open country like ours, we shouldn't be forced to attend a school simply because it's close to our home.
But then you get school shopping, where you might get a school that has no students at it at all, and another school which, with everyone wanting to travel kilometres to go to it.
And in which case, we'd have to have a hard look at why a school is operating at and underperforming, because parents do vote with their feet when it comes to schools, and we should vote with our feet when it comes to all kinds of choices.
Does this apply to, do they regret their choice of private school, or are we largely talking about state schools?
It's true across both sectors, but it's true that parents that chose government schools are more likely to be unhappy with the choice.
When do they find out that they don't like the school? After the kids left it?
Look, it could be at any point, right? It could be immediately, as you say, when parents face little choice in the first place. But for some, it comes further down the track after they've had more experience with the school. We do find that parents in the senior years that were surveyed tended to report lower levels of satisfaction.
Okay, and are there any parts of Australia where you are just bound to go to the nearest school?
Well, in all parts of Australia, if you're attending a government school, you have sometimes almost no choice.
Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Fay, Fellow in Education Policy at the Centre for Independent Studies. So if I lived in Mildura, but I thought a lot of Pitsabinion and McKinnon Secondary College, could I just rock up on her front doorstep?
No, you can't. And that's what he just said. You've got no choice.
Did your father have an opinion as to whether your school was any good or not, or did he just happy for you to walk out the front door at 8 o'clock every morning and come back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or did you sit down and have a council of war about whether the maths teacher was any good?
Oh, we discussed it at length, about my Latin master.
Yes, he's not quite up to par. I'll have to send John to St Arnold.
The situation, I've got three children, now I said
one of each
who went to private schools.
Yeah.
One of them, I'd send him back. Another one, I'd send him back. The other one, we made a bit of a mistake because it didn't suit him, and we found that out and moved him.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just
a white glove mover.
Well, it's just such a complicated issue, isn't it?